Her skin was tinged with gold, her eyes pale lavender, with a nictitating membrane, a rainbow of colors. Her hair fell below her shoulders in curls and ringlets.
C.H. and L.? Jadak said.
Poor Health and Life Insurance Consortium. I'm here to discuss your policy.
Jadak shook his head in confusion.
I don't recall having any kind of policy with Core Life or any other company.
Quire frowned and consulted a handheld data device.
I see the reason for your confusion.
She smiled, revealing snow-white teeth.
Let's find somewhere to chat, shall we?
He followed her down the corridor to an unoccupied conference room, and they sat at right angles to each other at the end of a long table. Quire opened her carry case and set a computer between them, angling the display so that they could both see it. She called data to the screen and used the lacquered nail of her forefinger to enlarge one of the lines of text.
The policy was taken out for you by a company called the Republic Group.
Jadak stared at the text, then at Quire.
When?
Let's see.
She touched the screen and ran her finger under a few lines of text.
But that's impossible.
What?
The policy was taken out 62 years ago. But you...
I'm a lot older than I look,
Jadak said. Her brows formed a V under curly bangs.
By perhaps 50 years.
She sat back in the chair.
I know what they do here at Aurora, but I had no idea.
Let's get back to the policy. Was it taken out on my health or my life?
She laughed.
You're obviously quite alive, Captain. It was a health policy with a rider covering accidents.
You know about the accident I had?
Not the details. That's handled by a different department. When Aurora contacted CHNL to report that you had...
She glanced at the screen.
Emerged from a coma, I was dispatched to deliver the indemnity.
Jadak turned the screen toward him.
Can't you find the details of the accident in my file?
She swung the computer back toward her.
No, Captain. And even if I could, I'm not permitted to divulge any information beyond what I've been instructed to provide.
Jadak narrowed his eyes.
So you're what, a claims adjuster?
That's a rather old-fashioned term, but yes, you're essentially correct.
Exactly how much does this accident clause entitle me to?
She cleared her throat in a meaningful way.
You should understand, Captain, that CH&L has been covering your quite substantial healthcare costs all these years.
How much? Jadak said.
10,000 credits.
Is that a lot? By current standards, I mean?
It would barely pay for a month of treatments in this place, but if you're sensible in your spending, you could probably stretch it to cover a year on a world like Obroa Sky.
I'm not about to stay on Obroa Sky.
Well, then it would all depend, Captain, on how much travel you do and which world you eventually settle on.
Jadak considered it briefly.
Forgive my asking, but what world are you from?
She looked at him out of the corner of her eye.
Is that a polite way of asking my species?
I suppose.
I'm Ferrario.
If everyone on Ferrari is as attractive as you, maybe I'll just settle there.